Before the game begins, a quick word. The following podcast episode is the audio of the game, as this attempts to emulate a radio broadcast of a basketball game. If you are interested in watching the game, which was played on NBA 2K21 for PC, check the description below for an unlisted link to the game. The game itself will be the same, and it will also have stat breakdowns for the game itself, if you're interested. The link will be available in the description within 24 hours of the episode going live. Thank you, and I hope that you enjoy.
The Duran Region Sports welcomes you to the following presentation of the Duran Region Basketball Association.
Hello everyone, welcome back. It is another matchup here, the first matchup here between the Mount Moon Umbreons and the Twinling Storm this season. Game number 4 of the ARBA season is underway. I am your host, AJ, along with me is Alfred on color commentary today. Get set to see how the rebound of Kudra works. The Twinling Storm and the Mount Moon Umbreons, now they'll be able to bounce back after a rough week 1.
Now the expectation is that both of these teams, first off, have had struggling games. Kudra in particular, both have had struggling games against Hammerlock, who has shown themselves to be one of the clear frontrunners this season. Now the question really becomes, which one of these two teams will be fighting for that next spot? Because right now, the league kind of looks like it's the Hammerlock Basketball Club, the Slateport Cruisers, and the rest. One of these teams has to go out there and really prove that they are on top.
With the Umbreons, Delphox, Togekiss, Dracozolt, Pangoro, and Scolipede, Serena, Goodra, Decidueye, Snorlax, and Obstagoon on the Storm. We're ready for this matchup, about to get underway momentarily, and we're about to see which one of these teams can bounce back after a rough first game of the season for both of them. And again, as we mentioned previously, against Hammerlock, who could be the class of the ARBA.
Yeah, the expectation, we're going to watch these two basically roll it out to see which one of them struggled against a good team and which one of them is actually not that great.
Mount Moon wins a toss. It's Delphox bringing it up the court now as we start on this matchup here. Again, game number 4 of the ARBA. Beginning of week 3, Pangoro for a 3-point shot. No good. Serena rebounds for Twinley. Brings it up court. Fast break. Steps in front of the 3-point line. Takes a shot. Snorlax with the offensive rebound and fouled on the play. That's Pangoro on the shooting foul. Snorlax going to head to the line.
I'm not sure if it's just me or if both teams are starting to play a little bit faster, trying to grab some momentum here. Snorlax easily fouling that play. Pangoro just hits his arm as he tries that shot.
We've been talking about it throughout this entire season. It's that the ARBA is all about offensive rebounds. Snorlax there got the offensive rebound. Alfred, what do you think is the expectation for this game?
Hey, you definitely want to expect that more offensive rebounds are going to come regardless of what team game plans are. That tends to be how teams get those second chance points, those extra opportunities at scores. So we'll see if there might be an expectation maybe in the coming weeks. You'll see a lot more larger lineups, you know, taller big men, more big men on the field. They're not really playing small ball, as some people like to say it.
Snorlax's first shot for Twin Leaf is good, and the second shot underway. Shot is up and missed it. Scolipede with that rebound. Passes inside. Delphox slams it in. And Mount Moon takes the very, very auspicious 2-1 lead over the Twin Leaf Storm. We are playing here in Twin Leaf, by the way. Built a brand new stadium in a small city, but despite that, they've got a lot of fans.
Yeah, no, Twin Leaf isn't exactly known as a populous city, but got a lot of players, a lot of fans.
Goodra spin move, shot, no good. Goodra gets its own rebound and puts it in. We're expecting a bigger game from Goodra than last time.
Hey, Goodra last time just, you know, was on the floor and that's about it. Not really in the action, regardless of where you want to go.
Delphox offensive rebound. Second shot opportunity, no good. Goodra rebounds that one. Brings it up court themselves, drives, steps back, passes over to Serena. Serena on the near side now, at the bend of the 3-point line. Gets a screen, shot. It's no good, rebound by Dracozolt. Uja's already been involved a lot more as Delphox takes a three. That's no good. Obstagoon rebounds it for Twin Leaf.
Yeah, Gudra already in the action a lot more. Whether as a facilitator or as a scorer really doesn't matter. Gudra just has to actually, you know, get some stats on the board.
Yep, Gudra passes over to Snorlax, who passes over to Decidueye. Screen out. Serena, three-point shot. No good. Decidueye offensive rebound. That shot is no good. Scolipede gets that one. And Mount Moon brings it up court again. Inside, a tough pass to Delphox. No good on the layup. Snorlax rebounds it.
Both of these teams in their losses struggled to get the easy shots, the free points, the layups. Struggled on those. And we're seeing that trend continue here.
Inside, a shot attempt. No good. Pangoro rebounds it. Over to Delphox, who passes it up to Dracozolt. Dracozolt looking tough shot. No good, but a foul. That's Gudra of the shooting foul. Fans do not like that call one bit. The coach doesn't like it either. Gudra staring at the screen, wondering what happened.
Yeah, that was looking over at myself, that was an interesting call by the refs. Not sure if that really warranted a foul, but you know, it's early in the game. Foul calls or poor foul calls early in the game are a lot different than foul calls later in the game. So, you know, maybe there's a difference that can come from there.
First free throw shot is good, making this a tied game at 3-all. Despite all that action in the first couple of minutes, we've only seen a handful of points scored. Dracozolt makes the second free throw, and we're looking at a 4-3 lead here at 9.5 minutes in the first quarter. Serena with the ball now. Inside, Gudra posting up. Spin move, shot attempt is good, and Gudra gets on the board.
Yeah, already Gudra's done a lot more action in these first couple of minutes than they did their entire last game against Hammerlock. And that might have been the offensive strategy, or the defensive strategy, sorry, by Hammerlock. Just force Gudra not to be able to do anything.
Elgi gets with the ball now. Passes over to Delphox. To Scolipede, spin, shot. No good, Snorlax guts the board. Serena with the ball now. Over to Gudra for three. No good. Rebound by Gudra. Gudra layup and puts it in themselves. And presto, Gudra's accounting for most of Twin Leaf's points already.
Yeah, Gudra, it seems they've just decided, look, I'm going to take action now. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Driving inside, step back, shot. No good. Obstagoon nearly put it in their own basket, but not able to make the shot. Gudra, sidestep for two, no good. Obstagoon offensive rebound, layup is in. Again, a lot of close points being scored.
Yeah, by close points, we're referring to like the shots near the basket, inside the paint.
Spin move, layup is good. That is, I believe, Pangoro with that shot. And Twin Leaf is now only up 9-6. Inside Serena, wide open lane, and an easy layup is good.
Defense just lost Serena there.
Delphox with the ball now. Pass, shot over by Tokiss. No good. Scolipede offensive rebound, lays it up and in.
We've seen so many offensive rebounds already. Seems to be the trend by both of these teams. Their big men are great at getting boards, especially on the offensive side.
Finley with the ball now. Inside to Gudra, posting up. Steps it. That could have been a travel, but that wasn't. Gudra makes that shot.
Gudra has already got 8 points on this game on 4-for-7 shooting. That's the same number of points as the Umbreons have, except the Umbreons as a team are shooting 3-for-11.
And Goro takes a shot, take that 3-for-12 on that miss. Obstagoon with the rebound. Passing it over now, Gudra with the ball at the top of the key. Gets a screen inside, gets a lane, and that's a dunk. Gudra is now outscoring the entirety of Mount Moon.
Apparently Gudra has been listening to the trends, because what a play there. Listening to the news about how the first game was struggling. Nah, Gudra has decided to just bounce right back.
Togekiss's three is no good, but Dracozil gets the rebound, passes over to Togekiss to tell Fox. Gonna force up a shot here. No good. Serena rebounds it. Driving up court. Snorlax. Back to Serena, gets a screen. Over to Decidueye to Gudra in the corner. Spin move, long two. No good on that one, that was a tough shot there.
Yeah, great defense by Togekiss.
Togekiss driving inside. Pull up shot, off the backboard, no good, but Scolipede with the rebound. As Twinleaf calls a timeout, we'll be right back in 60 seconds right after this. And we are back, a score update for all of you at home. Twinleaf is up 15-10 over the Mount Moon Umbreons. A lot of substitutions on the Umbreon side, just bringing new people in, shaking things up. Same thing with Twinleaf. We're looking at this 15-10 score with 5:25 and counting remaining on the clock. The pull-up shot for Twinleaf, no good. Delphox with that rebound, almost pushing a player in the process. Fives up court.
Already 9 offensive rebounds between the two teams, 5 for Twinleaf, 4 for Mount Moon, and a lot of those have resulted in second chance points for both teams.
Pull up shot is no good. Ampharos with the rebound. And they're going to take things slow here. Pass over to Furfuro. Now Obstagoon takes a 3-point shot, that's no good. Tentacruel rebounds it for Mount Moon. Tentacruel driving up court over to Inteleon. Inteleon gets a screen, takes the three, that's no good. Electivire with the offensive putback. That's another offensive rebound turning into points.
Yeah, Electivire has been great at that throughout this entire season so far. Granted, it's been a short season. Very good at that.
Obstagoon with the easy small shot. We're looking at a 5-point lead for Twinleaf here, up 17-12 with about 4 minutes remaining. Now Moon gets a screen, now just spinning around at the top of the 3-point line. Screen again. Brings it back over to Colossal. Inside to Electivire. Step back. No good, Obstagoon rebounds. Ampharos with the ball, and it's a 3-point line, just stands there. Ampharos inside, gets a lane with the easy layup. A break in Mount Moon's defense.
Yeah, big difference here, despite a 7-point game. Storm shooting 45% compared to the Umbreon's 25%. Same number of shots.
A circus shot and the foul. A great play. Furfuru fouls Vintellian on that play. What a shot they had.
Man, as we get that substitution for Dwindley, what a play. That shot literally around the back as the foul was occurring and just flicks it behind their back for that shot. What a play by Vintellian.
After that circus shot, the end one is good. A great play there by Vintellian. That's going to be on the highlight reels for a while.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Now we're expecting that on ARBA. New shows and all of that.
Inside, tough shot is good. That's swallowed with those points.
Field goal percentage continuing to increase for Twinley because the Umbreon's call a timeout here. Gonna have to readjust, find that offensive game plan.
Crowd loving this. They're up 21-15 right now. Alfred, what's your expectations? What do you think Mount Moon is gonna try to change?
Well, we've noticed, maybe, and perhaps this might be just because it's the second game for both of these teams, but we've noticed that a lot of teams struggle in the first quarter getting their efficiency up. It takes a while for them to get into the groove. Woodleaf has been on fire throughout this entire game, nearly shooting 50% as a team. And this is despite not really taking many, if any, threes. I don't think they have successfully made a three yet. This is all inside shots, getting those fouls, those extra points. And the big thing, and I think both teams are going to be looking at this, is trying to find a way to limit the number of offensive rebounds the other team is able to get. That has made a significant impact in this game for both sides. The number of points scored via offensive rebound, the putback shots, the second opportunity shots, these are leading to these point totals. I mean, there's a few players that so far have made their game based off of these extra point opportunities.
Mount Moon gonna inbound the ball here. It's over to Vintellian. Drives inside, loses the ball, picks it back up. Drives inside again. A tough circus shot, no good. Colossal, or Felix, sorry, with the rebound for Twinleaf. Already 16 rebounds for Twinleaf as they take a shot, no good. Pentacruel rebounds it, drives up court. Inside to Colossal, posting up. Out to Lectivire, a long two is no good. Colossal gets the offensive rebound. That shot is no good, but Failing's clear foul practically slapped the hands. Fans not liking that one.
Well, yeah, obviously you can't expect the fans to love when a call is called on their player.
That was an easy foul.
You could even tell the fans have quieted up once they saw that replay. Not really much of a shot for that one to be overturned or anything.
Two free throw opportunities here.
Shooting two.
That first shot is good. No substitutions by either team. Score and time update right now. Twinleaf is currently up prior to the second free throw shot. 21-16, 2:17 remaining in the first quarter. Colossal gonna take their second free throw shot. It's good. And now it's a 4-point game. Swallow brings it up court for Twinleaf. Furret with the ball now. Drives inside, double team. Banks the shot. Over to Phalanx, out to Furfru. Furret for three. No good. Tentacruel rebounds and brings it up court. Decide to slow things down a little bit. Stutter over to Vintellian, to Del Fox. Now at the logo. To Electivire. Colossal. Already was standing on the logo right now. 4 seconds left. A shot attempt. Forced up there. Is no good. And Furret rebounds it. It's a one-on-one opportunity here. And Furret decides not to try it. Team come in and develop a play. Swallow with the ball. Over to Ampros. Driving inside. spin move. Tough shot is good, Ambrose. Able to get some points on the board.
Hey, Ambrose decided to drive inside, not quite their forte, but if it works, it works.
Electivire misses the shot and is swallowed, called on the shooting foul on the rebound. Yep, that's right, Electivire. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, Electivire, sorry about that. Late Electivire gets the offensive rebound on their own shot. Tries the second shot, Swallowed fouls them on that one. So Electivire is going to head to the line for two free throw plays. This is the first. We're just about a minute away from the end of the first quarter. Twin Leap up 23-17. Electivire's second free throw shot is good. And now it's a 5-point game. Burrett brings it up court for Twin Leap.
I'm interested to see how Twin Leap is going to do this. Are they going to go fast or slow? We've seen a little bit of both throughout this game.
Deferfru to Swallet. All behind the 3-point line. Gets a screen. Drives inside. Got the lane. Misses the layup. And tell you, good defense there. Now, they're getting the rebound and brings it up court themselves. Delian over to Tenacruel. Electivire posting up. Spin move shot is good. That was a tough shot there for Electivire. Now Malmoon with that shot. 23-20 lead and has the opportunity for the second possession. It's Twin Leaf takes a three. No good. Rebounded by Electivire with 16 seconds remaining. Delian, the ball now for Malmoon. They're going to try to tie this game up here. At least bring it closer. 7 seconds. It's a screen. Takes a three. No good. Hit on that play, and Firth gets that rebound that ends the first quarter. The first quarter ends here at Twin Leap with the lead 23-20. We'll be right back with the second quarter right after this. And we are back here at Twin Leap. They're up 23-20 over the Malmoon Umbregons now. Alfred, what's the expectation for this second quarter? What's going to change? What's going to stay the same?
Well, I have to say offensively, and this is off of just, you know, covering these games, this feels like the most balanced game so far. We've seen some games be balanced and then turn into blowouts at the end, but we have not seen a game go start to finish in this close atmosphere. This has been that case so far. I expect things, frankly, to be the same for both teams, unless they could find something to change.
Swallet passes over to Ampharos. Inside to Snorlax, posting up. Fade away is good. What a shot by Snorlax.
A great play by Snorlax. Spin move, fades back, one-legged hop backwards. It's very familiar, gotta say.
Togekiss over to Inteleon. Togekiss, wide open lane, 3-point shot, missed it. They were wide open on that one. Phalanx rebounds it, passes it over to Furret. Furret drives inside, Snorlax dunks it in. That Twin Leaf small lead has now turned into a bigger one.
When it comes to Snorlax, you don't expect a lot of points. They've got 5 on 2-for-2 shooting, but that defensive impact is what we're expecting to see, and that's why Malmoon has struggled when the big man is guarding inside.
On that one, though, Inteleon with a great shot.
Storm shooting 46%. Umbreon shooting 28% so far. That's the difference here. That's why Twin Leaf's in the lead.
Being a Twin Leaf, they take a tough shot. No good. Ampharos gets their own rebound and is fouled on the play. That's Togekiss's first foul. A shooting foul on that one. That means that they're going to head to the line for 2 points. Comes the first shot, and that is good. we've got some substitutions going on here. Both sides. Getting some of the more, getting some of the starters back in. Ambrose's second shot is good.
Yeah, you can tell right now what the fans are really interested to see here in Twin Leaf is how Gudra is going to go. Gudra's back in now for the first time since a fiery start in that first quarter.
From Mount Moon, Scolipede has the ball now. Big man passes over to Intellion. Intellion over to Pangoro. 4 seconds on the clock. Pangoro gets a screen. Step back. Three. No good. It's out of bounds. That's going to be Umbreon's ball. A poor play there. They could have let that go out of bounds. Looks like there are more substitutions here, at least on Twin Leaf's side, as Mount Moon is going to pass this one in. 10 minutes on the clock, 10 minutes and 9 seconds to be exact. Twin Leaf up 29-22 as they pass over to Intellion, inside to Dragozolt, over to Togekiss, wide open three, no good, rebounded by Scolipede, misses the shot. Snorlax playing good defense yet again. Togekiss over to Decidueye on Twin Leaf's side. Gudra at the free throw line, guarded heavily, over to Decidueye, back outside the three. Serena drives inside, forces up a shot, off the backboard, no good. Pangoro rebounds it. Togekiss with the ball now, inside, layup is good, right over Snorlax too.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, good offense just beats good defense. That was the case there, at least. Great play.
Pass over to Gudra, takes the shot. No good. Pangoro rebounds it. Togekiss with the ball now. At the three-point line, just waiting for a play to develop. Over to Dragozolt. Inside to Pangoro, posts up. Stripped on that play, that's swallowed with the strip. Pass over to Serena, to Gudra, a one-on-one situation. Takes a mid-range shot, that's no good. And Scolipede rebounds it for Mount Moon, throws it up to Togekiss. Gonna just wait for the team to come back. Over to Intellion now on the near side, well behind the three-point line. Screen. Inside. A great pass to Togekiss and the dunk. That was a great play there by Togekiss. And the great pass by Intellion.
Togekiss has struggled to start off with. That might be a good way to get some momentum. Togekiss, I believe, is 2-for-7 so far to start off.
Pass inside to Gudra, who's posting up. Takes the shot. Takes the shot. Puts in the shot. Gudra has been on fire. 12 points already, and we're only halfway through the second.
Yeah, the biggest thing I think is that all 12 of those points are inside the paint.
Thinking of inside the paint, Dragozolt misses the shot, but Scolipede is able to put it back in on that second chance after the offensive rebound. But as you were saying,
yeah, Gudra. Gudra's a lot of points have been inside as the Storm decided to take a timeout. Gudra's decided to play a very inside-focused game, taking all their shots, efficient, safe shots, within the arc, inside the three-point line, specifically saying inside the paint as well. You want to say right underneath the basket. That's been a big difference for them, just, you know, taking advantage of the opportunity to go make some plays.
Twin Leaf currently up only by three. They've been leading for the majority of this game, but that has not always been necessarily successful for teams that have not been able to put other teams away. We've seen most of the games, if not all of them, eventually lead to a large victory overall.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the big idea in mind. Twin Leaf has got to find a way to get Mount Moon out of the picture. A three-point lead going into halftime, for example, even though we're still 7 minutes away, a three-point lead going into halftime would be devastating. for Twinleaf, especially with how they feel to have been taking control of this entire game, coming into this, in this home game in particular, with only a 3-point lead, might actually cause them to lose momentum. Mount Moon, on the other hand, might gain momentum in that same procedure.
Here we are now, as players are getting back onto the court after that timeout. Obstagoon's gonna throw it in for Twinleaf. Inside to Serena, now just inside of the 3-point line on the far side of the court. Comes to the near side. Decidueye takes a three. No good on that one. Intellion rebounds it, drives up court themselves. Guarded heavily by, I believe, Serena. Angoro now. Screen, Pangoro drives inside, lays it up and in. Looking at a 1-point game now, Twinleaf up 31-30 with just under 7 minutes remaining in the second quarter.
Yeah, again, you do not want a team to get momentum. Momentum has been the factor that results in victories for both teams.
Serena with a tough shot. Tellian called on the shooting foul on that block. That's going to result in Serena heading to the line.
A great play, spin move. A stutter jump, almost like a Euro step into it. That shooting foul. I'm not sure I saw that shooting foul, to be honest, but despite that, Serena's going to head to the line for 2 free throw shots.
Yeah, I'm not sure I saw that one either. It looked like it was a clean block.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It was a clean block initially. That's what I thought. Perhaps the ref saw something that we haven't seen on replay, but regardless of that, Serena's going to head to the line for 2.
Makes the first one in that process. And here comes the second shot for Serena. 32-30 lead with 6:47 remaining for Twinleaf. Serena makes the second one. That is a 33-30 lead now. We continue on.
Both teams shooting very well, 6-for-7 for Mount Moon, 5-for-6 for Twinleaf. That's 86 and 83% respectively.
Tellian with a great shot there. Hasn't Tellian been doing so far this game?
Well, 7 points on 3-for-7 shooting. He's got 2 rebounds and 2 assists. One of them, the very flashy assist. Some, you know, very interesting shot selection as well.
Tough shot is no good for Twinleaf. Drake has opened the rebound, drives up court.
Yes, despite Serena's, you know, efforts, 4 points on 1-for-7 shooting and 2 rebounds. The shooting field goal percentage, not great.
Golubin with it now. Well behind the 3-point arc. Intellion. Tough shot by Pangoro is no good, but Golubin, another offensive rebound. And now Mount Moon has the lead, 34-33.
Yeah, the big thing is just get the big guys in. Right now, Mount Moon's running a 3-big-guy lineup, if you want to call it like that.
Inside to Gudra, guarded heavily in the post. Gudra, fading shot, no good, and Tellian rebounds it and drives up court themselves. Stutters at the 3-point line. Crowd yelling for defense, a tough shot off the backboard is no good, and Tellian gets the rebound. Another shot, no good. Snorlax grabs that one for Twinleaf.
Delian, 7 points on 3-for-9 shooting, 4 rebounds. A lot of those offensive rebounds as well.
Twinleaf is called for the out of bounds. I believe that was Serena that went out of bounds, and now Mount Moon's going to grab the ball.
For Mount Moon, and Delian's coming off the court. Delphox coming in to replace them. Twinleaf not making any adjustments, it seems.
Delphox. The 1-point lead now inside to Togekiss. Guarded by Gudra. Togekiss shot. No good. Gudra gets the rebound. Drives up court themselves. 3-point shot. No good. Skolopied grabs that board. Passes over to Togekiss. Togekiss takes a shot. No good. Skolopied offensive rebound and the foul. Obstagoon looks hurt on that play. I wonder if. Nope, they look fine now.
Yeah, I thought he got pushed, like, poked in the eye, perhaps, but not the case. They're doing fine here, so it's going to be an opportunity to add some extra points to this 1-point lead so far.
Shooting two.
Two free throw shots here. Gets the first one. And we see some substitutions here. Mount Moon shifting their line a little bit. Does not seem like Twinleaf is doing the same. Second shot for Scolipede. It's no good. Obstagoon with that rebound. That's the second missed free throw for Mount Moon's team as a whole. Boudreaux with the ball now at the far side, three-point line, guarded heavily. Over to Decidueye, a long two. No good, doesn't even hit the rim, but Obstagoon grabs the rebound. Puts it up and in, plus a foul by Tenacruel. Now Twinleaf can take the lead back. It's a tie game right now. See some substitutions here, Mount Moon. Scolipede's gonna head off. Colossal coming in to replace them. And for Twinleaf, Gudra's gonna head off the court. Ampharos coming in for them. I'm actually interested. Scolipede looked like they were hobbling when coming off the court. We'll wonder what exactly is that's going on. Alfred, presume you'll let us know when the update comes in.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be sure to let you guys know if anything comes in regarding injuries.
Hopskins free throw shot is good, and now Twinleaf has the 1-point lead. Colossal tries to drive inside, stripped. Delphox grabs it, takes the long two, hits the front of the rim. Tentacruel rebounds it, passes it around a little bit. Now Electivire free throw shot, no good. Ampharos rebound. Ampharos gonna drive up court, 3-point shot, no good. I don't think a single team has made a three today.
Yeah, the three-point shot has been tough for both teams. They've been struggling to make it.
Delphox over to Tentacruel now. Electivire, they take a three. Hits the rim, no good. Felix rebound. Passes over to Ampharos. Ampharos, the far side of the court. Brings it to the top of the key, a long two. Ampharos misses that one. Felix rebounds, layup in. First shot in a while.
Yeah, there's been six lead chains so far in this game. This looks like it's going to be a competitive one, especially considering that many lead changes in less than two quarters.
Isolation here. Over to Tentacruel, inside to Colossal, back out to Drakazolt. Delphox. Drakazolt, three. Hits the front of the rim, no good. Phalanx rebounds it. Great defense by Twinleaf as a whole. Situai inside, Obstagoon, layup in.
Give it to the big man. That seems to be the strategy for Twinleaf, and it's working right now. They're slowly building up this lead again.
Drives inside, that's another layup. Good for the Umbreons, shooting 31%.
Yeah, the Storm are shooting 40% right now. That very good efficiency for the Storms. It's kind of fading away. Mount Moon has increased their efficiency a little bit, especially in the second quarter.
Screen. Ball is stripped. Electivire grabs that board. It passes over to Colossal. Colossal drives inside. Passes over to Tentacruel. Tentacruel with the tough shot is in for Mount Moon. Now Obstagoon brings it up court. We're at the 2-minute mark in the second quarter. Over to Decidueye. Back to Obstagoon. Furfuru fakes the long three, drives inside, has a lane and the layup, was about to put up their own layup, missed layup but missed it. Mount Moon with that rebound instead.
That would have been a crazy play had they made it. Not the case though.
Fading shot, no good. Ampharos rebounds it. Over to Furfuru. Might be one of the shortest player. Furfuru might be one of the most athletic as they step back. Blocked on that play. Electivire grabs it. Hands it off to Colossal to end that block. Tentacruel with the ball now. Passes over to Colossal. He's now just at, just in front of the logo at the top of the key. Colossal breaks a man's ankles. Electivire with the layup, regaining the lead.
Oh man, it is not normal when you see a big man fall down like that, or a big man break someone's ankles like that.
And breaking ankles, that's a shot that's no good though, by Dracozolt. Grabs a rebound, brings the court themselves. We're looking at 41 seconds inside the Colossal, fading. No good on that shot. Electivire, offensive rebound. Tough shot, no good, but a foul. Obstagoon. Second personal foul for Obstagoon, who is not happy with that call. And so now Mount Moon is going to head to the line.
Two shots.
Two free throw shots. 36 and a half seconds remaining in the second quarter. Mount Moon up 41-40 prior to this shot. It's now 42-40. And Twin Leaf is doing a massive team substitution here. Just shifting around everybody. Mount Moon decides not to do the same. Electivire's second free throw shot is good. Now Twin Leaf has probably this last possession to score some points, perhaps tie this game up. 30 seconds on the clock now. Screen, driving inside. Perfer with the ball now, posts up, gets the layup, no good. Dracozolt with the ball, fans not liking that one bit. Delphox, long two is no good. Offensive rebound by Electivire, gets the layup. You can hear the fans not liking this one bit. Six seconds on the clock, Twin Leaf trying to get some points before the end of the half. Swallowed for three, no good. And that is it for halftime. Mount Moon up 40-40. We'll be right back with the second half right after this. Welcome back. It is another half of the Mount Moon Twin Leaf matchup. Start of the third quarter, beginning Mount Moon on top of Twin Leaf 45-40 in what has been a close game so far. Gudra highlighting Twin Leaf's efforts.
Yeah, absolutely. Gudra, 12 points, 4 rebounds, and an assist, has had a much better effort in this game than they did previously. And I think that's boiled down to their more efficient shot selection, more aggressiveness when it comes to actually taking over the offensive game plan. That's why Twin Leaf has been competitive in this game. Now they got to see if they can come out with the victory.
Absolutely, for Mount Moon's side, as Obstagoon takes a three-point shot. It's off. Delphox rebounds it for Mount Moon. What's the expectation here?
Well, they were successful in being effective.
Three-point shot by Scolopi, no good. Grabs their own rebound, loses it. Shot, no good. That's a foul. Decidue, I call it, for that personal foul here. Anyway, as we were saying, Alfred.
Yeah, so the expectation, I think, is going to be just Mount Moon trying to keep consistent with what they've been doing. They've been able to see over time period, stopping Twin Leap from having significant action. We're going to see if they can continue that in the second half.
Scolipede, after the missed three-point shot, ran in, grabbed their own rebound, and got fouled on the following attempt. That first free throw shot is no good, however. We'll see what they do from here.
I have to say, this match has been a lot closer than the other matches have. Some of them have been this close for this long, but I haven't quite seen two teams being as balanced as these two have when going against each other. Hope you can see that in the second half as well.
Second free throw shot is good by Scolipede, making this a 46-40 matchup. Gudra with the ball now at the logo. Drives inside. A shot is off. Gudra grabs their own rebound, but it's blocked. Delphox grabs that blocked shot.
Yeah, the rebound matchup, offensive rebounds, big thing. Mount Moon 18 compared to Twin Leafs 9. That's been a big influence in this game.
Missed shot, Snorlax grabs a rebound to Gudra, drives inside an easy lane, and gets the layup to go. Delphox with the ball now. Over to Togekiss on the near side. Screen, Dracozolt fakes the long three to Delphox, back to Dracozolt. Takes a three-point shot. And it's good, a clean shot by Dracozolt.
I'm not sure what Twin Leap was doing there. They just let Dracozolt wide open on that, just waltzes backwards.
Serena with the ball now at the near side. Right at the dash. Had an opportunity to post up with Gudra. Gudra now has the defender. Spins inside. Tough shot is in. Gudra has been effective coming in.
Yeah, all of a sudden, Gudra, on 15 minutes, 16-point shooting, 44% from the field, has been very, very good in this game.
Angro, three-point shot, is off the mark. Obstagoon rebounds, and over to Gudra again. Crowd on their feet now. Gudra with the ball inside Obstagoon, lays it up and in, an easy shot for the tall man.
Yeah, Obstagoon, big guy in the center, easy shot.
Angaro takes a three-point shot. That is no good. Obstagoon rebounds it. Over to Decidueye. Decidueye. Guarded heavily. Steps back. Now on the near side. Three-point line inside to Gudra. Posting up. Double teamed. That is blocked. Scolipede grabs that block pass over to Dracozolt. Dracozolt does not drive inside. Had the opportunity there, perhaps. Step back over to Togekiss. To Angaro. Angaro at the free throw line now. Box shot, no good. Snorlax rebounding it for Twin Leap. Serena driving forward. Looking for a lane, trying to size up Obstagoon. Looking for a pass over to Decidueye on the near side. Serena, long two, is off the mark. Snorlax with the offensive rebound, layup in. And we're looking at a 1-point game now. Mount Moon, 49-48. Over Twin Leap. Umbreon's decided to call a timeout here. We'll be right back right after this. And we're back. Mount Moon gonna inbound the ball here. It's Scolipede gonna inbound it. Inside to Inteleon. Nearly loses the ball there. Togekiss now with it. Over to Scolipede. Crowd screaming defense. Togekiss, Inteleon. Inteleon drives inside, takes a tough shot off the mark. Goodra with the rebound. Bringing it up court themselves. Goodra standing at the 3-point line, sizing up over to Serena. Gets a screen. Serena passes over to Obstacoon. Obstacoon inside to Snorlax, who's going to post up. Fading jumper. No good. Kangaroo rebounds it. Togekiss with the ball now for Mount Moon. The far side to Inteleon, back to Togekiss, now at the logo. Looks like Twin Leaf's going to get some substitutions on the 3-point shot. Is no good. Obstacoon rebounds it over to Serena. Serena passes up to Goodra. Goodra thought about driving inside, decides not to. Now back at the 3-point line. Gets a screen. Step back. Three. Off the mark.
Tough shot there by Goodra. I think Goodra's falling victim to taking difficult shots. They've had some easy opportunities, but just blanked on him.
Togekiss with the ball now. Heavy defense. A layup shot is no good. Obstagoon grabs the rebound over to Decidueye, bringing it up the court for Twinleaf to Goodra. Goodra running the offense here for Twinleaf. Spins over Obstagoon. Double teamed. Goodra, three. Off the mark. That ball nearly goes out of bounds. Instead, Delphox from Mount Moon grabs it. Snorlax steals it away. Dunks it in. And Twinleaf takes the lead.
Snorlax, 9 points. 8 of them inside the paint. What a play there. Just stole it away from Delphox, I believe. You know, the authoritative dunk.
Crowd into it now. Loses the ball. Inteleon fighting for it, grabs a Delphox, three. In and out, no good. Snorlax rebounds it. Brings it up the court. Over to Goodra for three. Bang! Puts it in. And Twinleaf now taking over. 53-49 lead here with 6 minutes remaining.
Yeah, well, look out.
And as you were saying, as the Umbreons call a timeout.
Well, I was just going to mention that out of nowhere, Twinleaf has decided to just ramp everything up. They did a great job of just going out there and getting effective plays. Goodra took a few inefficient shots, of course, but during that stretch, but a clutch three-pointer after the Snorlax steal dunk. It's very nice to see. It's really interesting to see, in my opinion, when you got the big men going out there grabbing steals as opposed to blocks. That's their version of a turnover, I suppose. Normally you see a block shot by the big guys, but Snorlax able to get down and dirty with it. You know, taking the steal.
Great job there from Mount Moon, who has practically not scored anything in this third quarter. What's the expectation? What are they trying to change?
Well, they're trying to find that momentum, that sort of shift that they had. They've scored 4 points so far in the six minutes, of the third quarter. They gotta find a way of being able to get back to that rhythm, that style that they were having. Whether it's offensively or defensively, one of those strategies have to be taken into account here. That's without that, they're going to have no shot at this game.
Crowd really getting into it as well in this game. Just ferocious when playing, especially over those last few possessions. Mount Moon going to inbound the ball here after they called the timeout. Inteleon, and that's out of bounds. Out of bounds on that pass catch. As a result, it's going to be Twinleaf ball. And it's going to be Phalanx bringing it up the court now after a few substitutions. Loses it. Tentacruel grabs it. Easy lane. Tentacruel lays it up and in. Thought there was going to be a fantastic dunk there.
Yeah, just like how Snorlax took the ball from Delphox, Phalanx loses it on this previous possession, big guys win one and lose one there.
A screen for Twinleaf. Drives inside. Pull up. No good. Snorlax with the offensive putback. Twinleaf now up 55-51. Kellyan with the ball now, sizing up the defense. Just running around one player. Crowd screaming defense. 5 seconds on the shot clock. No action at all. Tough shot. No good. Snorlax rebounds it.
I have to say that was a terrible play call or whatever Intellian was doing there. No action whatsoever. They just kind of stood there and let the shot clock wind down as if they were trying to milk the clock. Not a good strategy at all.
Ampros, wide open three at the top of the key is no good. A loose ball foul called on Snorlax. And this is going to result in some shifting of the lines here for Twinleaf. Umbreon's going to take it over. Intellian now with the ball. Screen pass. Over to Togekiss. Fakes the three. Sizing up the defense. Gets a screen. Togekiss drives inside. Spin move. Inside to Electivire. Layup is good. It's a 2-point game now for Twinleaf up 55-53. Swallowed bringing it up the court for Twinleaf. Swallowed goes out of bounds. That was a bad play. An easy turnover for Mount Moon. Colossal brings it up the court. It's a screen, a pseudo-screen, I suppose. Over to Electivire. Wide open for the mid-range shot is no good. Furret rebounds it for Twinleaf. Furret takes it up themselves. Over to Ampharos. It's a screen. Ampharos drives inside. Easy lane. Layup is good.
Ampharos so far today, not very good percentage-wise in the first half. 29%, but 6 points is effective, especially with how low-scoring most of these matches have been.
Tentacruel with the ball now for Mount Moon. Over to Intellian for three. No good. Swallowed rebounds it. Over to Ampharos. Ampharos. Fast break.
Intellian 7 points on 3-for-13 shooting.
That mid-range shot is no good. Electivire rebounds it. Over to Intellian who takes a shot. No good. Hits the front of the rim. Furfuru grabbing that board. And the layup, just fast break. Intellian gonna bring it up the court for Mount Moon.
Yeah, Intellian's been very inefficient with the shots. I'm wondering if they're gonna try to start getting other players involved or have Intellian try to break the shooting slump.
Intellian over to Colossal. Gets a mismatch maybe? No, cross court pass and puts it in. That's Electivire.
What a pass there, just going across the court to the near side, 3-point corner. Easy play there.
Furret with the ball over to Ampharos. To Furfuru. Ampharos, three. No good. Tentacruel rebounds it for Mount Moon. Over to Electivire, drives inside. Passes up on the layup. Electivire with the shot and the foul. For a call on that foul. Electivire is heading to the line to tie this game up.
A very interesting decision to pass up on the shot. But it worked.
Now with 2 minutes and 3 seconds remaining, Electivire going to take this shot to make it a tie game at 59 apiece. That's Togekiss, sorry, my mistake. Togekiss takes that shot. Electivire, I believe, was the one that passed it up. Togekiss takes the shot, it is good, and we're now looking at 59 all with just under 2 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Tough shot blocked on the play. Electivire grabs that board. Inside to Dracozolt, who just checked in earlier. Tentacruel, Togekiss, inside to Colossal. Colossal drives Togekiss. Cross court to Dracozolt, to Tentacruel, to the Colossal, just passing it around. Tentacruel takes a three. No good. Colossal offensive rebound layup is in. And a foul. That's Furret's second foul.
Furret's all of a sudden become that enforcer, and it is not working. Typically, you foul to prevent the shot, not add on to it. And here we are. Now Moon retaking the lead and can add on to it here.
Colossal has not been as efficient from the free throw line as other players on Mount Moon, so we'll see if this can come back to bite Mount Moon. Free throw shot is good. Makes it 62-59, Mount Moon on top with 1:25 remaining in the third. Screen. Inside for Veru. Blocked on that shot. That looked like that was a block dunk almost. Electivire blocks at Tentacruel. Long two. No good. Dracozolt nearly got the rebound, but Phalanx grabs it instead for Twinley. Furfuru with the ball. Layup, no good. And that's a foul. Tentacruel hit on that play. Hit Furfuru on that play hard. Fans want a more powerful foul than that. A higher foul. They're calling for a flagrant.
Yeah, it did look like it was a not deliberate.
Shooting two.
It had to be a hard push. But nevertheless, here are some free throw shots for Twinley.
First shot is good. The second shot to make it a 1-point game for Twinley. Down by 162-60 right now, with 1:02 remaining in the third quarter. Prepare for your shot. No good. Colossal with the rebound. Passes over to Tentacruel now. We're looking at sub 1 minute. Tentacruel drives inside. Decides to stay at the 3-point line. Passes over to Dracozolt, posting up inside. Dracozolt takes the layup shot. It's good. Good post play by Dracozolt.
Yeah, you don't really see the shorter players getting into the post too much, but in this league, all players have that potential to go inside, just bully ball their way to some points.
Furfuru passes over to Swallet. Swallet loses the ball. Electivire grabs it. Electivire driving up court. Outside, Dracozolt, long two. No good, Electivire grabs the rebound. Tough layup shot is no good. Swallet grabs the board, 14 seconds. Furret brings it up. And they're just gonna wait. They're gonna let the clock tick out, perhaps. Furfuru, hand off to Swallet. Now right inside the 3-point line. Inside Furfuru, layup, good with 0.2 seconds remaining. That'll end the third quarter here. Not even going to try up a shot. Mount Moon is up 64-62 at the end of the third. We'll be right back with the fourth quarter right after this. Welcome back, everyone, to the beginning of the fourth quarter here in Twinleaf, as the Mount Moon Umbreons have a small lead over the Twinleaf Storm. It's been a back-and-forth match this entire game.
Yeah, you could definitely say that. The start of the third quarter was all Twinleaf. They came back from a 5-point deficit to take nearly a double-digit lead. Then Mount Moon just comes right back. They've now got a 2-point lead themselves, up 64-62.
Mount Moon starting off with the ball here. Inside to Tentacruel. Tentacruel guarded heavily. Tough shot, no good. Swallowed with the rebound. Gonna bring it up court for Twinleaf. Gets a screen. Swallowed. double teamed over to Furfuru. A three. No good. Delphox grabs the board. Drives it up themselves for Mount Moon inside Electivire. An easy layup wide open there. Defense just did not catch up.
Yeah, not really at all. The defense for Twin Leaf has done a good job. They've only allowed 10 assists, for example, suggesting a lot of the points have been isolation points or offensive rebounds, which has been Mount Moon's motto.
That was a great play there for Twin Leaf getting that easy layup. Percentage-wise, how are things going, Alfred?
Both teams are shooting sub 40%, so again, not sure if that's good defense or poor offense over the course of the game. Twin Leaf has been slightly more effective.
Delphox misses the shot. Electivire layup is up and good. And keeping this game a 4-point lead. Now up 68-64 with Mount Moon. Furfuru bringing it up the court for Twin Leaf. Now with the near side dash. Right by the referee and the fans. Everybody else on the opposite side of the court. Now passes over to Gudra, who's back inside. Posting up. Spinning. Shot. No good. Electivire with that rebound. Drives up court. Electivire might be one of the fastest players in the game. Over to Drakazolt for three. Puts it in. It's now they've broken 70. It's 71-64 with just about 10 minutes remaining. Furfuru bringing it up the court. Swallet. Layup. Good. Now we're all of a sudden seeing a scoring clinic between both of these teams.
Yeah, out of nowhere, both of these teams have found a way to break apart the other team's defense, get some easy points, whether it's three-point shots or twos.
Delphox with the ball now at the far corner, three. Guarded by a taller player. Electivire for three. That was a great pass that, unfortunately, for Mount Moon did not go anywhere. Oxygen rebounds it over to Furfuru. Inside to Gudra. Layup. No good. Electivire rebounds that one.
I'm curious to see how many points Electivire has. Or how many rebounds, sorry, they have in this game, because it feels like they've been all over the place.
After Togekiss misses a shot, Furfuru takes the ball and brings it up the court. Over to Gudra, tries a three, heavily guarded, and puts it in. Umbreon's call a timeout. Gudra was heavily guarded on that play and somehow put that three up, the catch and shoot three. Gudra has been a bright spot for Twin Leaf, despite being down by 2 points.
Oh yeah, absolutely. The Gudra has clearly shown that first game was an aberration. This game, much more aggressive, much better shot selection, and overall, the stats show they've been the player out of all of them that have been keeping Twin Leaf in this game for the most part. Had Gudra been replaced out with an average player, Mount Moon might be up by 10 or 15 points. Instead, Twin Leaf only down by 2 with 9:06 remaining in the fourth. It's still anyone's game. As you could tell, Umbreon's really having a threat here. They called this timeout, I can bet, just to find a way to stop Gudra. Because otherwise, Gudra's going to single-handedly bring Twin Leaf back into this game.
For both teams, they've been successful at dicing up the defenses. Is that just fatigue, or is that the fourth quarter bringing out the best of the offense?
A little bit of both, I have to say. I think the defense is harder to change, especially this early on in the season compared to the offense. Because with the offense, you're the one starting the interaction, while defense is much more reactionary. Now, you can force a team to pick specific offensive plays and offensive strategies, but that usually comes after weeks of experience, and neither of these teams have that.
Scolipede loses the ball there for Mount Moon. Serena with the steal, drives inside, out to Decidueye, a long two off the mark. Scolipede rebounds it. Togekiss, now a one-on-one situation, just drives past and gets the layup. They just drove right past Snorlax there, who was not ready to intercept it.
That's just pure speed right there. Be able to go past Snorlax. Not really a fast player, Snorlax is.
And it showed on that play. Gudra, wide open too. Fading shot, no good. Togekiss rebounding. Looking at 8:20 in the game. Rebounds, both teams have had a lot.
Yeah, 60 rebounds Mount Moon, 51 Twin Leaf, 21 offensive rebounds for Mount Moon, 11 for Twin Leaf. That seems like a lot of rebounds in my opinion, but that's just how the league has been. A lot of missed shots have meant a lot of rebounds.
Scolipede over to Drakazolt inside. Delphox takes the tough shot, no good. Obstagoon rebounds it for Twin Leaf. Serena with the ball. Over to Decidueye, it's a 2-on-1 situation. layup is good. Decidueye takes it themselves.
You see how that was? Decidueye forced the defender to make a decision. Is Decidueye going to pass or are they going to take the shot? Defender chose the pass. Decidueye takes the layup.
Delt box wide open. Three off the mark. Decidueye nearly had the rebound, but that ball goes out of bounds. It's now Umbreon's ball with 7:33 remaining, up 73-71. There's getting into position here for the inbound pass. Mount Moon is going to inbound it here. Player's taking a breather as well. Scolipede going to try to find who they're passing it into. Over to Togekiss, who drives inside at the free throw line now. Scolipede to Pangaro, steps back, now behind the three-point arc. It's a screen. The mismatch they want inside, Delphox. Tough shot blocked by Snorlax, but Delphox grabs their own rebound to Pangaro, who misses the mid-range. Goodra grabs that board, drives it up court. The Snorlax, Serena, hands it off to Decidueye. Goodra, three, no good. Togekiss with that board.
Yeah, Goodra is one of the only players that if they take a tough shot, in this game at least, take a tough shot, you think it might go in. Both teams have been playing very good defense all of a sudden after with the scoring clinic recently.
Angora misses the mid-range shot. Obstagoon with the board. Decidueye brings it up court. Decidueye over to Serena. Try posting up with Snorlax. Double team out to Obstagoon. Takes the three. No good on that one.
Yeah, big guys can shoot some threes, but I'm not sure if they thought of that on this play. Not sure if that was the idea.
Inside to Pankaro from Mount Moon. Tried the hook shot, no good. Snorlax with the board. Serena brings it up. Inside on a streaking Decidueye, double teamed, called for the foul. Togekiss a second foul. That's gonna result in two free throw shots for Twin Leaf, who could tie this game up. Two free throw shots here again. 6:05 remaining and a two-point game. Mount Moon up 73-71. Still anyone's game at this point.
Yeah, this has to be. Between all the matches that we've covered, this has got to be one of the closer matchups out of all of them so far. So we'll see if it continues to be the case.
First free throw shot is good. Decidueye's second free throw shot is in, and we're looking at a tie game.
Yeah, great back and forth affair by both of these teams who have steadily improved.
You can hear the crowd chanting. Togekiss tries a three. Off the mark, Snorlax with the board. Decidueye, the Goodra. Double teamed for a split second. Gets a screen. To Obstagoon now. From the Snorlax, who tries a long shot, no good. Drakazol with the board drives up court themselves. Crowd very much into this. Drakazol with the lane decides to give it up for the mid range shot, no good. Togekiss offensive board. Called for the foul is Goodra. That's two free throw shots for Mount Moon. Togekiss is going to head to the line.
Yeah, that was not a good foul there by Goodra, just looking it over. They tried to block the shot, but they had another player going for that block. It could have covered the underneath shot, basically, you know, had the shot not actually gone through. The fake shot, so to speak. Then Goodra goes for the foul. Results in two free throw attempts.
First free throw shot is good by Tokikis, and now looking at a 1-point lead for Mount Moon, up 74-73. A close game indeed. Here comes the second shot by Tokikis. Good. Storm call a timeout. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. The remainder of this fourth quarter, a close game as Mount Moon is up 75-73. And we're back. Your player of the game, assuming Mount Moon wins, Alfred?
Oh, it's got to be Electivire. Electivire has done a great job of playing the field and picking their shots based on it, whether it's three-pointers, mid-range, inside, underneath the basket. They've been a menace on the defensive end as well. This is assuming Mount Moon wins, of course. If Twin Leaf comes away with the victory, I think it's pretty clear that Kudra is the player of the game. Fantastic offensively, has been able to be, you know, very good, taking their shots, being much more aggressive than they were in game one, and, you know, really proving that number one type status that they were picked with.
That's over to Serena for three. Puts it in. A clutch three-pointer for Serena with 5 minutes remaining, now up 76-75. And all of a sudden, Twin Leaf now with the aggressive lead all of a sudden. 4 minutes, 50 seconds left, crowd going wild. A screen. Loses the ball, Pankro grabs it back over to Delphox. Delphox takes a tough shot, no good. Obstagoon rebounds it. Over to Gudra. Gudra. Pass over to Serena. Driving inside, Serena. Tough layup. Is good. And out of nowhere, Serena has been dominant as of late.
Yeah, great three-point shot on the previous possession, and there drives inside. A tough layup shot. You see a lot of the shorter players in the league, their layups are almost like straight shots upwards.
Throw inside to Tokikis. Layup no good. Gudra with the board. Drives up court themselves. Gudra. Pass over to Serena for three. Off the mark on that one. Scolipede with the rebound. Delphox has an open lane, decides not to use it. On the near side, Ben. Over to Scolipede at the center position there. And Gudra is calling for the reach-in foul. They're going to go pass this one in. Scolipede passes it in. Inside, Scolipede tries the lob. No good, just grabs the board itself. Inside to Pangaro. Makes the layup. 78-77 now with 3:30 remaining. Serena brings it up the court for Twin Leaf. Got a 1-point lead now. Serena driving inside. Layup shot is good. On Pangaro as well. Serena's been a bit more effective.
Absolutely, 11 points, and of them, 7 of them for the last 4 or 5 possessions in this fourth quarter.
Angaro, over to Delphox, Tokikis. Delphox, Drakazolt, Angaro, back out to Delphox. Fakes the three, fakes the three, takes the three. Misses the three, obviously going to rebound it. Over to Gudra now, Gudra bringing it up the court.
Delphox not very efficient.
Serena inside, misses the layup, Angaro with the board.
Delphox not very efficient so far in this game, only 2 points. Rough shooting splits as well.
Delphox gonna drive. Nope, fakes the drive over to Drakazolt. Back to Delphox at the top of the key. Togekiss inside the Scolipede. Back to Delphox for three. No good. Snorlax grabs the board after a little bit of an argument. Decidueye drives inside, step back. Over to Snorlax, fakes the mid-range. Serena at the top of the three. Decidueye with the ball now. Near side of the bend. Goodra, three-point shot. No good. Delphox rebounds it. Less than 2 minutes remaining now on the clock. It's a three-point game. Twin Leap on top. Delphox over to Panguro. Crowd getting into it. Panguro. Scolipede does not drive inside. Inside, Panguro misses the pass. That was it.
Oh, that was it. That was the play. That was a great opportunity there. They could have passed it inside Panguro with the easy layup, and Scolipede just misses on that pass and sails out of bounds.
Obstagoon with the ball now at the three-point line. Inside to Goodra. Goodra. Fading jumper. No good. Scolipede rebounds it over to Togekiss. Togekiss brings it up court. Inside. Scolipede. Layup is good. It's a one-point game now. Twin Leap on top. 80-79. It's a close game. Togekiss brings it up for Twin Leap. Crowd on their feet. Drives inside. The layup is good. That layup is good.
What a great job by Serena. 13 points, 8 of them inside the paint. A great layup shot there. And now Malmoon has to rebound.
Drives inside. That layup shot is no good. Snorlax with the board. 59 seconds remaining and counting. Goodra drives inside. The layup. And one and the foul. Goodra is hype. The crowd is hype. Twin Leap up 84-79 with 55.3 seconds remaining. Goodra heading to the line for a free throw shot that can seal the game.
What's up?
It's a 5-point game now. This one makes it a 6-point game with 55 seconds left.
Misses the shot. Scolipede grabs the board. Over to Drake. To Delphox, sorry. Crowd yelling defense, 46 seconds remaining. To Togekiss. Inside to Scolipede. Scolipede. Misses the layup, but Snorlax called for the shooting foul. And now Mount Moon and Scolipede's gonna head to the line there after the Snorlax foul.
Oh, these are going to be some clutch free throws right here by Scolipede, who has been, if I'm not mistaken, they've been okay at free throw shooting. But still, two free throw shots, clutch ones needed to be done in order to have any chance at staying in this game. The first one is off.
First one misses the mark there. Your exclamation says it all there. That would have made it had they made the second one. 3-point game. It said this shot to make it a 4-point game. Absolutely vital. Misses the second one. Snorlax with the board. Obstagoon is fouled. Panguro calling for the personal foul. They got a foul at this point.
Two
free throw shots here. Twin Leap trying to add to these leads. This is necessary. These got to be some clutch shots here. Crowd quiet as a mouse. First one is good. Crowd on their feet, excited about that. It's now a 6-point game. The second shot to make it a 7-point game with 34 seconds remaining. Twin Leap currently up 85-79. Obstagoon's second shot. Misses it. Scolipede grabs the board. The 6-point game here with 31 seconds remaining. Delphox brings it up.
They need some threes here if they want any shot of bringing this back.
Tries a three. Togekiss misses the mark. Obstagoon board. Serena over to Goodra, who's called for the foul with less than 17 seconds remaining. Delphox's first foul here. Goodra's going to head to the line. This is all but going to seal it here, especially if Goodra makes a shot.
You know, what a game this was down to the final minute.
Take a break. Two shots.
Now we've got two opportunities here for Gudra. One shot will end it basically here.
Gudra makes the first free throw shot. Got some substitutions here. Now Moon at this point bringing in the backups. They have all but confirmed that this is a victory for Twin Leaf. Same for Twin Leaf. They're going to bring in some of their backups as well in the last 17 seconds remaining. Second shot here to make it an 8-point game. Is good. Umbria's calling a timeout. Maybe they think they still have a shot here. They brought in some of the backups. Trittini wasn't getting a lot of time, for example, came in for that one free throw shot. Is there any chance of Mount Moon bringing this back? It's at this point, it's an 8-point game.
I mean, there's always a chance. There's always an opportunity, but you know they got to get a quick shot, a quick foul, and find the player that's been struggling from the free throw line. Unfortunately, for Mount Moon's sake, all of Twin Leaf's players have some capability of shooting a free throw every now and then. It's not like there's any players that are, you know, 60, 50% free throw shooters. Even in this, you know, in this game, most of the players are making their free throws, so they gotta just cross their fingers at this point. Currently right now, 87-79. Big thing right now, though, is there's no point worrying about the foul if they can't make the three-point shot, so they gotta find a way to be able to make that shot. The only chance Mount Moon really has.
For Twin Leaf, what can technically, if you want to consider it a comeback victory for Twin Leaf, they were down for various points in this game. Overall, it's been a very back and forth game. Would you agree, Alfred?
Yeah, absolutely. It looks like Mount Moon's going to throw it in. They got one of the backups throwing it in inside the Magnus zone. Drives inside. Back out to the backup.
Scholapede. Saves it directly to a Twin Leaf player, and that is going to do it. Twin Leaf comes away with the victory. 87-79 here at home. Crowd loves it. They're on their feet. See, you dabbled in a little bit of play-by-play there.
Yeah, you know, just a little bit of what you gotta do, but overall, this was a very good game, I gotta say.
For all of us here at ARBA Sports, thank you for joining us today. Twin Leaf wins this one 87-79 with their first victory of the season. We'll see you next time for the next game of the ARBA season. Until then, take care.